Unit 2. Startups. 2F. Exercises 1 and 2. Page 17.
Good morning, everyone. Today I'm speaking with Linda Johnson, a business development expert who has worked with the founders of some of the world's most successful startups. She's here to share her valuable knowledge and experience with us. Welcome, Ms. Johnson.
Thank you very much.
So, let's get started. As someone who has been working with startups for almost 15 years now, what would you say the most common challenges that startups face today are?
Well, the main thing that new startups often struggle with is having limited resources. When a company is trying to work on a tight budget, it can affect many different aspects of its growth. For example, the last startup I worked with couldn't afford to spend lots of money on PR and advertising. As a result, they had trouble building a reputation in their market, and that made it difficult to generate sales.
So, how did you help that company to overcome the issue?
I helped my client to create a simple social media strategy to get some attention from potential customers in their area. Of course, the effect wasn't as fast or powerful as using paid advertising, but it was a useful way to make people more aware of the company and the products it offered. I also encouraged them to send company reps to public events in their area and offer free samples. Within a few weeks, they started getting some customers, and their business quickly grew because people loved their product. It's all about starting small.
I see what you mean. And what other kind of development challenges do startups deal with?
A lot of startups I've worked with have had issues with human resources as well. Since they are usually quite modern companies that use lots of different technologies, it's difficult to find employees with the necessary skills. Many startups try to solve this issue by training their staff themselves. But sometimes employees leave to earn higher salaries at bigger companies once they've completed their training, and this can make it difficult for a startup to grow.
So, what's the solution?
In my opinion, it's about creating a positive company culture. Employees need to feel that their employer values them and that there are opportunities for them to progress their careers. I encourage startups to set monthly targets for employees and offer bonuses and rewards to those who work hard. I also encourage companies to promote employees who have been performing well in their jobs so that they feel encouraged to stay and achieve even more.
How interesting. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks again for joining me, Ms. Johnson.
My pleasure.